the best in the world.
Oh, yeah!
Welcome to another edition of the ReviewFix.com Wrestling Podcast. This is Patrick, the Caucasian Sensation Hickey Jr. with the always infamous, the always famous, the always everything, Juan DeJesus.
I like showing off, but not because I'm show off, but because I got the skills to show off, but showing off is not my thing.
You can't teach that.
You can't teach that. How you doing?
Bada boom.
By the way, Carmella's on. No, she makes me rethink Staten Island as a borough.
Having dated women from Staten Island a couple of times during my trek through the opposite sex, I would say that Carmella is not a typical representation of what you see on Staten Island.
What are you talking about? They don't all talk like this?
Let's go to IHOP.
Oh my God, let's not go to the one over on Sunset Boulevard. Right. Let's go to the one over there because it's better.
Oh, man. William Regal took one look at that and was like, bada boom, realest guys in the room.
Oh man, I honestly, let's just, you know, let's just hit the ball out of the park here. NXT, is it better than anything that WWE is putting out right now, yes or no?
It's so funny because it's like NXT is only an hour and I look forward to it, and their matches, for the most part, are just as good as Raw. I think there needs to be so much more storyline development. I want to learn more about these characters. I'm intrigued every week. I thoroughly enjoy it, but I think it could be much better.
Could I ask you something?
Sure.
Is it the rather cozy venue? Because what does that arena hold? 200-300 people?
Yeah.
Right.
And they're all marks, all of them.
The ones, I always see the same dude in almost the same exact seat.
It's their impact zone.
With his phone, right? Yeah, it is. But the problem is that dude's into it.
Absolutely.
And so is the crowd. Like, everyone's over, including, the no-names.
I have to bring this up, Juan, because I'm not sure if you noticed it. But you could have heard a penguin fart during that Hideo Itami match.
I know.
It was fucking dead. The fans, even the marks, could not give a shit if you paid them.
I don't know. I think Victor.
I hate that tag team. I just want to say it for the record. It's on the record.
You're gonna hate what's probably down the road later on, but we'll get into that when we talk about the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I don't mind Victor. The match was okay.
He's the best of the two, I must say. He's much better than Connor.
Right, because he's a smaller guy. He can move around. He's not afraid to go up onto the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but obviously outclassed.
Oh right? Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously outclassed, right? Hideo Itami will quickly outgrow NXT, right?
I hope so. They got a tight leash on him. A double stomp from the top rope. What is he, like an Asian Loki? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, but let's be honest. What's going to happen when Devitt, a.k.a. Finn Balor, is according to the websites? That's his NXT name or his WWE brand name.
They better use him the right way. I want to see face paint. I want to see him, just angry and pissed off.
Yeah, but that was one of his moves, was a double stop off the top rope.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to limit these guys to this? Punk's not there. Brian's hurt. And even when Brian was in, he didn't finish it with the Shining Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, agree. He's going to have to redo his kicks, right?
Yeah.
But what if those two meet in the ring? That'd be a fantastic match.
Absolutely. And this is the whole thing, too. JR has this big thing with, they need to have moves, use finishing moves and signature moves and submission moves that are dramatic. And the reason why they don't let him use the cattle mutilation is because you can't see his face. It's a fantastic submission move. Let Brian come back really pissed and let him start putting people out with cattle mutilation.
But the problem is, you have cameras that you could capture his face on.
Absolutely.
Just put the guy, you know how he's going to end it, all wearing IFBs. When they get to go home, have the guy get in position. And just have Brian have this pissed off look on his face as he's torturing this guy.
It's a great move. Why not use it? It's just dumb.
It's like Kevin Steen.
I was just going to say that.
They're not going to let him use that package muscle buster.
It makes no sense.
Which is a fantastic move.
Nobody does anything like that. And I guarantee you they don't let him do 450s.
It's like over in TNA. They're not letting Jessica Havoc do her thing either.
Yep, I agree. They toned her down big time. Choke slam. I mean, I like that kind of bear hug, arm behind thing, but that's nothing. Mm-hmm. So, and she already lost the knockout title. I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
Well, you know, TNA, we'll talk about TNA. Because
mm-hmm.
I've seen glimpses of awesomeness
absolutely.
Come out lately. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame that it's at the end of their run, at the end of their current TV run. Right, but it could be disastrous if they don't get picked up.
Yeah, if they don't get picked up, they're going to last like a month, just like ECW
yeah,
did.
Because the let's be honest, the European fans are there. And not to alienate the European fans, you guys are great, whoever's on the website, but let's be honest. That market, one, they haven't tapped it correctly. They don't have enough revenue coming in to support themselves. The American market is the majority of mm-hmm. their revenue,
yeah.
and they're not going to make it. You know, their shows... Listen, if NXT is selling out to 300-400 people, why does TNA that features people like Bobby Lashley, you know, Ethan Carter III, all these people that are legitimate stars that have potential to be bigger stars, only pulling in 200 people?
That you makes know? No
they're,
sense.
They're live events. They're not bad wrestlers. They're not. Right? Look at the Wolves. They're not bad wrestlers.
Oh, yeah, the Wolves. I think the Wolves are, like, one of the top three tag teams in professional wrestling right now.
Like, the Wolves, the Young Bucks, and, you know, somebody in WWE. I don't... Maybe the Usos.
I'm so happy that you mentioned the Young Bucks, because we'll talk about New Japan later. It's like, the things that are going on in New Japan, if they found a way to tap into the American market, they would absolutely be a legitimate, like, number two to the WWE.
Well, right now, WWE is a little bit angry because Lucha Underground seems to be pulling in good stars.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be pulling away two of their top stars. One that they fired is Alberto Del Rio, right?
Which is stupid. They should have fired the guy that said something and not Del Rio for responding to it.
Exactly. And if the guy doesn't want to be there, right, don't handcuff the guy. Because you burned a bridge for him to come back at a later point.
Absolutely. That's just bad business. And you know what it is? That, I think, is indicative of Triple H being in more control because that's something that Vince McMahon would never allow happen.
No, because look what he did to Flair in the 90s. Flair came and Flair went back. Right?
Yep.
And then he came back again. And Flair's
look at Ultimate Warrior.
The last 10 years.
Same thing with Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, but that bridge was burned.
It was, but he let him back. You know? Hogan... He brought Hogan back after Hogan ratted him out in front of a grand jury, you know?
The problem is, Alberto Del Rio is not Hogan, it's not the Ultimate Warrior, it's not Ric Flair.
I agree.
You know, maybe of the Mexican wrestling team, but not of the American wrestling team. I saw his championship run. It was very good. Very good. The matches are boring. They're boring because they don't let him do half the shit that he has to do.
Yeah. Very different wrestler away from the WWE. Just very different wrestler.
And the legacy that is the Rey Mysterio debacle, where they just keep extending his contract.
And he doesn't want to be there either.
No, let him go.
Yeah.
He'll come back when he wants to.
I agree.
If he wants to. He can't do half the shit that he used to do. Why are you holding this guy back?
And they have... Kalisto is absolutely, positively, like, possible. It's definitely possible that he's the next Rey Mysterio. He has something that, like, Sin Cara does not have.
Well, okay, can we talk about that? Them and NXT work very well.
Yeah.
But if they were to make the jump to the main roster, they are the only two lucha-style wrestlers that they have. Maybe now that when Kenta and Devitt get promoted, you could pit these two very different styles together, make great, great TV.
Absolutely, I agree. Right. It's going to be for shitty promo unless they let... You know, Devitt be who he is, this, like, dark, brooding, mysterious, like, face-painting psychopath.
Yeah, but
that's probably not going
to
happen.
Kalisto speaks English.
Yeah, he speaks good English.
He does it very well.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Kenta, or excuse me, Itami, right?
You could call him Kenta here, it's cool.
Right, okay. Kenta doesn't speak bad English. He struggles through it. But the fact that it is, I get his point. I get him more than Funaki.
I get him more than
Tajiri. I understand him much better.
That's the thing, too. Why the hell would you market, like, Kenta with Funaki? Funaki? Are you serious? That's the best that you could do? That's
yeah,
the best guy that you could bring in to help him out?
Funaki's a developmental coach. Right. He's there to help ease his transition, which is probably what they didn't do to... what was the other Japanese wrestler that they had? Yoshitatsu.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Right. Who was another... You know, great, great stuff.
Yeah, he had potential, absolutely.
Right. But he felt alienated. He really didn't have, you know, a lot of support in the locker room. You know, he had a fight with Sheamus, apparently.
Yeah.
Where he knocked Sheamus the fuck out. Right? So I know, you know, they've gotten good wrestlers, but what are they doing to help their transition? And maybe NXT was the proper thing. But Yoshitatsu was in NXT and he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why was the transition to the main roster? Was it that they didn't have a division that he fit in?
It comes back to what I've said 1,000 times on this show, that, like, bring back the TV title. Make a guy, what the Intercontinental and the United States titles are supposed to be, they are not. So you need a belt that the guy is going to defend it on every single show. Meaning SmackDown, Superstars,
Main Event,
and Raw. You're going to have this guy wrestling 3-4 times a week.
And now you have belts to fill out an A and a B live event.
Absolutely.
An A and a B pay-per-view.
Yep.
You know, because you have your A team where the heavyweight champion is supposed to go. We'll get into that later, right? Then you have the B where the IC champ is supposed to go. Right. And then you have these two mid-card belts that you can distribute amongst each.
Yep.
You can switch them off.
Yeah.
You know, why are you choosing to alienate people like that? I don't understand.
And it wouldn't ruin any of the other belts because they're not using those belts properly anyway.
Well, let's talk about the rivalries that are going on the main roster. Or do you want to still finish with NXT?
No, whatever you want. We can go on to the rivalries.
Well, the rivalries in the main roster seem to have flipped. Because, you know, right now no one's challenging for the heavyweight championship. And I think that's a mistake.
It's a huge mistake.
Just because they're keeping both of them off TV, so people don't notice it. You notice when Paul Heyman isn't there.
Oh, he provides the show like an incredible lift every time he comes on.
Give him a 10-minute promo and your show gets better.
Absolutely. If they were smart, last week they would have had Heyman on, then they would have had the Rusev Rock segment. Because up until that point, like, Kathy Lee and Hoda was absolutely horrible. Right. Horrible.
And the crowd let them know.
Yeah.
And you know, when you had two of their key shows, not by mistake, in two of the great wrestling meccas of the world. You had New York City and you had Philadelphia, right? Two major cities where you had SmackDown's 15th year and you had Raw's, you know, return to the new storyline show, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't know. It's not a go-home show. What is it? You're the king of wrestling.
It's like the setup, if anything. It's not, right. Yeah.
But you understand what I mean. They've established one storyline for you.
It's an important developmental show, like, to the before the go-home show. Absolutely. I don't know if there's, like, a proper name for it, but it's an important show nonetheless. Absolutely.
I mean, what are you, four and a half weeks out from Hell in a Cell? A pay-per-view that is very obviously a B pay-per-view. That should be an A pay-per-view.
Agreed. Because right? There's been no mention of a world title match.
No, because there won't be any, apparently, because he's going to be kept off TV to the Royal Rumble. He took the belt off someone who was legitimately injured, defending his belt.
Right? To put it on a guy that's going to sit on his ass and collect a paycheck.
Yes.
That doesn't love the business.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
At this point, and I'm going to show my bias here, why wouldn't you have a tournament, have Ziggler win the belt, then have Brock Lesnar come in and demolish him and anyone else. Right.
And then say, anytime you guys want to do this again and strip me of my belt, I'll just come back and do this shit again.
And it just gives him power to this beast that you can't beat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, let's be honest, those 16 German suplexes, right, I kind of enjoy.
Oh, I love that match. That was one of my favorite matches in the last 2 years.
You want to know why? Because it showed... And here comes Mark's ruthless aggression,
mm-hmm.
right? To use a John Cena term, right? And it showed a difference in where WWE wants to head, but they're not heading in that direction. You know, they opened the door to this new, more aggressive, more, you know, prize style fighting, and they're not doing it. They're not doing it. Who's challenging for the U.S. and the Intercontinental Championship now? Oh, we got The Miz. And we got Cesaro, oh, it's not working. Let's switch their opponents. They basically ballet around.
Without letting anybody know. Without even developing the storyline. It was just one day.
It didn't make any sense.
It was like Freaky Friday. It's like Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis just switched places and didn't tell anybody. It's like, what the hell is going on here?
At this point, why don't you just have Miz out interfere in the Miz's match and cost him the belt? And put... The problem is you put Damian Sandow in a main, you know, in an IC championship picture. He's already in there by proxy, right? My man was figure four in the air outside of the ring during the match.
And if it wasn't for him, that match would have been shit because the crowd was absolutely eating him up. They loved it.
And and you heard it on SmackDown. People love it. They don't want to see Sandow degraded anymore. I hear the Philadelphia crowd's very smart, right? And they wanted Mizdow. When he was in that match, the place lit up. I think it's time to let him off his leash. He's played the Joker enough. Sometimes the Joker needs to get in the ring.
I've told you this before. Like, they like to have this up and down with guys. Sheamus went through it for a very long time where he was losing matches and he was losing a lot of credibility and things like that. And then he kind of just went on a little bit of a tear and then beat the crap out of Bryan at WrestleMania, and that kind of like restored his legitimacy. But last year at this time, you know, Sandow had the Money in the Bank. Well, he probably would have wrestled Cena already for it, but he had a nice run when he won the Money in the Bank. He had a lot of respect. And the thing is, he should have gotten a title opportunity right after that. Even though he lost that match to Cena, which I think was a huge blow for him, they should have immediately put him in the IC title or US title picture and had him win just to keep him even. And they didn't do that. And they really hurt his credibility moving forward.
But I think people have caught on. I think people are a little. I'm tired of it, right? But this whole Mizdow thing just works for me.
Oh, I think it's hilarious. Why. I think it's great. But if he's not in the ring, then if he's just on the side playing around, it hurts. It hurts him big time. And you know, you got to feel for the guy because he's paid his dues in the indies. He's been in the company long enough now to like. To have a fan base, to have a presence. He's got a catchphrase. He's got all cool names for his signature moves and stuff like that. Like, it's all there for him.
Well, I think that's the key to it. The key, I think they want to see how much you want. But I think a lot of people back there, you know, are happy to be there. You know, it's like, what happened to Fandango?
Just disappeared.
Right. Where is he? Send him back to developmental. Make him get a new gimmick. But Mizdow, that'll work for Mizdow. I don't think it'll work for Sandow. I don't think so. You know, you send a guy like that back to NXT, he'll
destroy him.
He'll destroy him because, you know, he's legitimate. There's no doubt that he doesn't have the talent. It's what does creative have to do with him?
He's such a good worker. He's very smooth in the ring.
Yeah, he misses a few spots, and you could tell, but that's not his fault. It's the fault of the other wrestler. Like, I haven't seen him miss spots with Ziggler. I've seen him miss spots with R-Truth.
Well,
right. But
yeah.
You know, and our, you know, it is what it is. You know, at this point, you know, and I'm wondering, you know, it's like, could he inject himself into the IC title picture? You know. I think so. I think he could just straight up do it, or he could at least take the United States Championship away from The Miz. Do you really want to see The Miz win another championship? I think he works fine the way he is right now.
I agree.
He's as over as he's going
to
be.
I would love to see The Miz win the IC title, and then Sandow like shave his beard, and then them have like a mirror match, like go move for move, and they're doing like the same moves to each other back and forth, and like The Miz... Sandow is just copying everything that The Miz does, but he's doing it better, and he ends up winning the title.
That would be great.
Would be hilarious.
That would be great. And it would give Sheamus a reason to turn heel, which I think should happen. What do you think?
I think Sheamus is so much better as a heel. I think a lot of these guys are so much better as heels. But like Sheamus was at his best when he first came there, and he destroyed Cena, and he destroyed Triple H. And I don't like Sheamus as a good guy. He's this big, nasty Irish bastard. He's not supposed to be a good guy.
No, he's the guy you find at a pub and they go, hey, don't sit next to him. He will fuck you up.
He's like this generation's Finley, in a way. But better, you know? Tougher, yeah, meaner.
He's a better wrestler.
I agree.
But Finley's just an asshole you like to hate.
Yeah, I love right? Finley. Yep.
And the problem is, you put him in the anti-bullying campaign.
Ugh.
Now you got to use him as a face for a little bit longer.
Stupid. Just
they put him on, you know, what is it? Something Pains on USA. now they got to use him a little bit longer. Why? Because he's getting some traction as you know. There was rumors of him being Darth Vader.
What?
Yeah, rumors of him being Darth Vader. I don't know how, but in the follow-ups.
Or at least like the body of Darth Vader.
Yeah. But still.
Look, you know, I am your father.
Do you understand me, fella?
He'd be better off as Scrooge McDuke, you know?
One, that would be great. But yeah, I don't.
A live action DuckTales with Seamus McDuck.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That would be fantastic. He's like, where's my money pit?
Where's my money? I'll give you the 10 beads of the Balrog.
I think it would give him a reason to go dickish. It would give him a reason to be angry again.
I think he'd be better that way.
He was even better
when he was a wise-ass face. He's just so bland and, I hate to say it, but pale right now.
Is that whole Alabaster thing going? Him and Paige, man.
They should totally do that. I know we've had that conversation before, but they should totally be, like, an item on the show.
Yeah, him, Paige, and then if you want to, like, throw some friction in there when Finn Balor gets called up, that'd be great.
I would love to actually see Sheamus and Devitt fight. That would be it. Because they both wrestle in that strong style. They're very stiff. It would kind of be like Triple H and Lesnar. When Triple H and Lesnar fight and they're just balls to the wall the entire time.
Oh, yeah. I guess. You just gave me... I just marked out for a little bit.
That would work.
It would. Because, you know, then they're fighting for the affections of Paige. Which I know has been done. But you know what? It hasn't been done lately.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and Paige is one that I think they just got to let it go on a run.
I agree. She hasn't really even had her run yet because the first run we knew was just because, like, AJ wasn't around. And then, like, I love the fact that she won clean over AJ to establish herself.
But you know, you got to call up Charlotte. When you call up Charlotte,
the three of them. Yep. Absolutely. And the thing is, too, I know we've had this conversation before as well. Dude, Sasha Banks is awesome, too, man. Like,
legit, I love her.
Yeah. She's got everything.
Up, like, if I see her on the street, I know I've got no chance, but I'd be like, yo, Sasha, could I take you out to dinner? And she'll be like, excuse me, listen, I'm not ratchet. I know you're not. Right.
Oh,
but straight, no, she's a beautiful woman, and she's a wonderful wrestler.
I love when she walks out to the ring, she has it. Her mannerisms, her facial expression, she has it. She is a legit diva. And then, anytime I see anyone using Japanese submission moves, I get excited. But to see her use them, and so fluidly, and she looks great when she does them. She knows what she's doing. I mean, I would love to see, like, a three-way submission match between, like, Paige, Sasha Banks, and AJ Lee.
Oh, because they all have great... Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
That would be a fantastic WrestleMania match.
If they
don't let a match go over time, that would be a fantastic...
You could even throw Charlotte in there because she has that figure four neck lock.
Mm-hmm. Did you see her bridge her figure four?
Yeah.
She's calling it the figure eight.
Yep, that was awesome, too.
Yeah. And that added pressure?
Oh, my God. Won a four-way submission match.
Oh, a fatal four-way, player.
Oh.
For the Divas Championship at WrestleMania.
And then after that, we'll have a tag match. Same people.
Featuring The Undertaker and Kane, you know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. No, but come on. You know, fantasy booking aside, all the women that we, and including Naomi.
Yeah.
She needs a legitimate.
And even Emma. Emma could wrestle, too.
Yeah, but you see, people don't care about Emma.
They dogged her on Raw bad, man, this week. Oh, that was bad. It's like, go steal another iPad cover, bitch.
But why didn't they run with that? Remember we spoke about it? That whole klepto character could work.
Yeah.
It could just work for me. You know, it's like, hey, this is my Divas title. And then she notices it's a little plasticky, right? And all you see is Emma running out the door and the edge of the title, like, getting caught in the door.
Oh, my God. Like, she couldn't even steal it properly because she's a klutz.
You know, because she's, like, that lovable klutz that you can't really blame. And people are like, oh, Emma, don't steal stuff. You know, or she's stealing stuff.
Who does it better than Quagmire?
Or she steals stuff from catering that's free. You know what I mean? It's like, why do you have a handful of food? And she goes, I don't know. It was just there. And it would work for me.
Have like Winona Ryder come on and be like, I know what you're going through.
Da-da-da. And then she goes and it's like, where's my wallet? You know, something like that. It'd be great.
But
the problem with Naomi is she's on Total Divas.
With Rosa Mendez.
With Rosa Mendez.
I mean Rosa Hayes.
You know what? She actually speaks very well.
She does. She's very articulate.
And it's a shame that she sounds like a Spanish street whore when she's out in the ring. Because it just sounds like she is a completely different person.
ReviewFix.com is not responsible for the words of Juan T. Jesus.
No, but let's be 100% honest, right? The way I hear her talk on Total Divas, I'm like, hey, this lady's actually pretty good. She's trying to turn her life around. She's working hard. People not giving her a chance, right? But then you see her product in the ring, she needs more time.
Yeah, and then on Raw, you know, por favor, it's like,
you were speaking perfect English on a show that preceded this. What's going on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on. You know? And that, and she flashed the public on Main Event. If you paid $9.99 and you had the network, you could have seen it live.
Wow.
Did you not see that?
No, I don't watch Main Event, to be honest. Oh. Yeah.
You see, if they had a TV title, you would watch it.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Because they could change hands, right?
Because we have Chadwick Jonas covering Main Event for Review Fix. So it's like, you know what? If I don't have to watch that, then I'm not. I already watch NXT. I watch Raw. I watch SmackDown from time to time.
I watch SmackDown from time to time, man. It's just a Raw repeat.
Yeah, the matches are all good, but it's not advancing the storyline enough for me to care. You know, and it's like, it's great that they're like, oh, for the 19th week in a row, we've won, you know, the ratings on Friday nights. Who's watching TV on Friday nights? Even
hold on a sec. When Millennium was on, I would watch TV on Friday nights. For people who don't know, that's a very good horror show, and you guys should watch it. It should be somewhere. It's not even on Netflix. I don't know where it is, but it's Lance Henriksen. Pretty good.
You have to really, really care about the show to watch it on a Friday night. Because on a Friday night, I ain't watching TV.
It's like a Fish concert. You know, hey, you want to go to a Fish concert? Fish? No. You have to actively want to like Fish in order to like Fish. That's how I feel about SmackDown.
Is that a double entendre?
It is.
Okay.
No, but...
I wanted to bring something up, because just watching Raw, I love Ambrose, I love Rollins, I think they're future World Heavyweight Champions, WWE World Heavyweight Champions, but I feel like they're incredibly overexposed right now. What do you think? Yeah, I'm here.
So, you love Ambrose, you love Rollins?
Yeah, but I just think that they're overexposed.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I think Ambrose hasn't been in the ring as much as Rollins has. But you're right about Rollins. They got to give him some time off.
It just gets to the point where it's like you want to see this guy get his ass kicked really bad, and it's just not happening. And it's not for anything. Mm-hmm. And he's got the money in the bank, and he's just not doing anything with it.
Well, he's not going to cash it in on the IC champ.
Absolutely, I agree. But so now you're just carrying around the case for no reason.
Yeah, at this point, why don't you make it into a money in the bank backpack?
Stop.
You know, no. So he can wrestle with it. It could still be on his back. You know what I mean? He could run away with it. No one is going to steal it. Put green paint in it.
Oh, my God.
But no, but what's the point of giving him that if you're not going to give him anyone to fight against? You know?
I agree.
But yeah, but what about this? Do you think, the hour and a half, you said hour and a half, right? What if they gave it a Wednesday night? Moved there from Thursdays, obviously, because SmackDown is moving to Thursdays in 2015. Right. Why don't you make NXT an hour and a half and make it a little invasion? You know, like a little, make it a proprietary second brand, right? Where, you know, look, Tyson Kidd has benefited from his time in NXT.
Absolutely. One of the only people, one of the only WWE guys to benefit, because it certainly didn't help Titus O'Neil so far.
No, because he's still in this whole bunny thing, and you know what? What I saw with him on NXT so far, he's good.
Oh, yeah.
He's good. He's a powerhouse. He directly injected himself into the NXT championship picture, right? And he's just, he shows why some people that are on the roster who are still mid-carders or lower mid-carders are still legitimate threats to anyone in the developmental system, right? But then you have people like Neville and Zane that are obvious and direct threats to people in the mid-card. You know, you have Sami Zayn go against Sheamus. I think that would be a good match.
Oh, yeah, I agree. He wrestles great against people that are much larger than him. He's had great matches with better workers than Sheamus. I mean, these guys are kind of being pigeonholed at this point in their career, because it's like, where do they go? Where do you put them?
There's nowhere to put them in NXT, right? And once, what, look, Tyler Breeze, he beat up Mojo Rawley. Okay, come on. How much lower can you go?
You don't get hyped.
No, you just get kicked in the face.
He's awful now. I called that 6 months ago when he was winning every single match. I'm like, this guy has nothing. And it's only a matter of time until he becomes overexposed and he starts losing matches. And that's exactly what happened. And even Bull Dempsey destroyed him, and Bull Dempsey's in the same exact spot.
Yeah, but he busted Mojo open.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was good.
Yeah, I agree.
You know. But the problem with Dempsey is you need him at NXT. Because Dempsey still needs work.
He needs a lot of work.
Skills are okay.
Yeah. But, he doesn't have a finisher really yet. I mean, he has that, like, bootleg snowplow, and then he is way too funky looking to do that headbutt off the top rope. You do not want a guy that's not, he's obviously not comfortable on the top rope, so you don't want him doing that type of move as a finisher. It's not going to help his career moving forward.
And do you really want another guy getting a neck injury from doing that
headbutt? Yeah, and that's the thing too. That move is like, that's Dynamite Kid's move. That's Chris Benoit's move, and Daniel Bryan is that. If you're talking about guys that like epitomize like the ideals of like Chris Benoit and Dynamite Kid in the ring, Daniel Bryan is one of them. So if Daniel Bryan wants to use the move, absolutely. But anybody else, nah, don't do it.
But here's the deal. Eventually, Sami Zayn, Adrian Neville, Tyler Breeze are not going to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bull Dempsey could step in. Right, you think? Bull Dempsey, Baron Corbin?
I think Corbin could, but Corbin is in the same type of situation as Mojo Rawley. They don't give these guys real matches to begin their career. So what they do is they try and highlight like one or two cool things about them and let them ride that out as long as possible. So Dempsey's tough, so they're kind of making him like this tough guy, and that's the only thing that they're going with. Mojo Rawley has a really cool entrance, so they kind of shove that down our throat. But, like, Corbin has something that both of those guys don't have. And he has a top-notch finisher. And he has a great look.
No, what is it, a reverse rock bottom?
It's like a cradle, like, swinging STO. It's insane. It's great. It's a great move. It's
so good. The problem is it's just in squash matches.
Yeah. Right? And so he needs, like, three or four moves to set that up. He needs to talk a little bit more on the mic. You know?
Well, have you seen his vignettes on NXT?
Yeah, they're good, but they're still kind of flat at the same time. They're not showing that much. Mm-hmm. And he needs to work on his upper body. He's pretty skinny. He's got those awesome tattoos. If he bulks up a little bit more, because he's tall, he's like 6'8", he could absolutely be not like a Kane or anything like that, but he could be like one of those just big, scary bastards that you don't want to mess with.
Like a Sid Vicious?
Yeah, absolutely.
So would you put Big Cass against Baron Corbin and have him go at it for at least 10 minutes?
I think that would be great for both of them, because I think Cass is a much better wrestler than people give him credit for.
And they're both over.
And they're both over, and I think he's better on the mic than people give him credit for. And I think if you throw Enzo in that equation on the side, managing or just talking before the match, you're going to add like an instant entertainment level to the match that it wouldn't have had before. It could totally work. Speaking of Cassidy and Enzo, as far as I'm concerned, those guys should be. For some reason, they're not, but they should be the tag team champions in NXT.
I don't know. They put a lot of stock into vaudevillains, and I think...
And those guys are great, too. I agree.
Definitely so. But, you know, eventually, Sin Cara and Kalisto are not going to be there. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
Sin Cara, you know, Kalisto is at on. He's on the verge of maybe getting. He's no, put the kid on Raw. People will like it, right? But right now, you know, the tag team division at NXT, I think, is much better.
It's much better than the main roster. Yeah, I agree.
Just because the line between good, you know, heel and face are very blurry.
Could you imagine Enzo and Cass challenging Stardust and Goldust? Could you imagine the stuff that Enzo would say about the both of those guys before a match?
It would be great.
It would be fantastic.
And you have them debut, like, in New Jersey.
Yep. Right?
Or you have them debut, like at MSG or something, and just call out Gold and Stardust. It would be great.
Yep. And they don't even have to win. They just have to put in a good match, and they'll get over.
Can I just take a moment? Goldust, where is he getting this new... I don't know. He's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. But you know what it is? Sometimes guys find, like, the fountain of youth. He was out of the ring for a while. He's in very good shape. It's kind of like Flair. When Flair first came back, I think it was the second time, he had a series of, like, 4 or 5 matches that were absolutely awful. And Triple H and Vince McMahon took him to the side, and they're like, listen, we're going to keep you off TV for a little while. You really need to get your shit together. And then he did, and then he came back, and then he joined, Evolution, and he had a nice 2 or 3 year run where he was actually putting in solid matches. You can't explain some of this stuff sometimes.
I know, but, I mean, when he was with Cody, let's call him Cody, right? When he was with the Cody Rhodes, they were okay matches, right? But this, now that they've taken the collar off, and now they're both Gold and Stardust, right? His match, he has gotten a lot better.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a lot of the same, but it's tighter.
It's smoother, yeah. I agree.
Right? And there's more force behind it. It's like he's enjoying himself a lot more.
I think it goes to also, the Usos sell very well, you know? And they're not that, they're flashy, but, like, they do their part in the ring to, like, put guys over. They'll never be the type of team that won't put somebody over. So I think they do their best in making the people that they work with look that much better. It's kind of like what Daniel Bryan and Kane did with the Shield. The Shield were not nearly as good as those guys made them look.
Mm. So. Well, I'll tell you, that final cut that he had the other day against Jey Uso, I was like, wow, that's pretty forceful. And that looks a lot better than it used to.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, he's got his shit together. You know, he's got a lot quieter.
And he's 50. It's crazy.
It's like him and Kane, jeez.
Yep. And Kane is still a monster. Kane is still in great shape, you know. I kind of feel bad, especially Randy Orton. Randy Orton and Kane are just side guys now, and they're not being used, like, at all.
Apparently Orton has renegotiated his contract. He doesn't have to do as many live events.
Which, I don't know. That to me doesn't make any sense either. That's a guy that, like, they should make. Yeah.
You know, whether you love him or you hate him.
Make him a face. I'd throw him against Lesnar.
Well, they're gonna have to. They gotta do something. They gotta be like, he's out of control. Let Lesnar just start beating people up. You know, put Sheamus in like a street fight against Lesnar. Have Sheamus, you know, get a little bit in, and then get destroyed. Have people try. Just have people try. Right? Because at this point, you know, you're better off putting the belt on somebody else. Because it's not on TV.
The last thing that I want to address before we wrap up, what did you think of The Rock and Rusev? And then on top of that, Rusev is fighting Big Show this week on Raw. What do you think of this whole process?
You know what? It's like they don't know where to go. So The Rock was in town, so they're like, you know what? Let's put a Band-Aid on this problem. Let's drive ratings up. And they called him in, and they got it. Because I marked the fuck out. I marked out hard.
Changed the entire show.
I turned my TV up. I'm calling people. I texted you. I'm like, yo, yo, the stupid fucking Gator's on. This is ridiculous.
I was falling asleep up until that point.
And all of a sudden, it's like, if you smell, and everyone marked out.
Yep.
Everyone. I think even Rusev marked out a little bit. Because you saw his face. Like, hair stood up on the back of your neck.
And he's got a lot of hair on his neck, so you can see it.
But you can see that he was a little bit intimidated. He got in the ring, and The Rock laid it down. And he laid it down like he used to, like he never missed a step. And it was good. The Rock put him over. The Rock put Rusev and Lana over. people hear all the insults, but he did his job there.
Absolutely. I think he looked ready to take on The Rock if he absolutely had to.